Track 59.
Well, Andre, thanks for finding time to see me. I know things are very busy, what with the annual appraisal interviews. Anyway, perhaps you can just give me your impressions of Anna, Bjorn and Katya before we go through the interview results in a bit more detail.
Sure, Lucy. So first of all, Anna. Well, on the positive side, she's hardworking, but she's very independent and single-minded. She tends to do her own thing, and she'll pass the buck if she feels it's not her problem. So the others in the team see her as selfish and a bit of a loner. They often think she's not pulling her weight and that she's letting the team down just because she doesn't see things the same way. And she can be pretty direct, which of course the others interpret as being overcritical. But I don't think she means to be.
Okay, so Anna has her good and bad points. Now, what about Bjorn?
Yes, Bjorn. To be honest, he seems very stressed and I'm worried that he may burn out. He works long hours, he's often in the office long after everyone's gone home. He's definitely organized. Some of the others would say obsessive, but I'm not sure he's always really clear about what needs doing and what is less important. So he tends to create work for himself. He could certainly do with taking it easy sometimes, you know?
Yes, sounds as if he needs to learn to pace himself a little better.
Yeah, that's right. He could do with some time management training, in fact, and I'd like to come back to that when we look at the interview results in detail.
Good idea. But first, let's just finish with Katya.
Ah, Katya. Well, the first thing is she's new, but she's settling in really well. She's friendly and easygoing and gets on well with nearly everybody, except Anna. She's really helpful and she knows what it means to pull together in a team. And she's always ready to cover for somebody. On the other hand, she can be a bit messy, but she's definitely not incompetent. And I think she's very cooperative with her colleagues.